The Good Neighbor Network. FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro. FM 100.5 Smyrna. And online at WGNSradio.com. If it's passed, bounced, or hit, we're talking about it. All Sports Talk is on News Radio WGNS.
All Sports Talk is sponsored by Good Neighbor State Farm agents Andy Womack, Bud Morris, and Deb Insel, Chip Walters with Exit Realty, Bob Lamb and Associates, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, First Bank, Fat Willie's Sports Bar on River Rock Boulevard in Murfreesboro, Parks Auction Company, Greg Hall with Hall's Auto Care, and the Blue Raider Insider Report is sponsored by Mike Tansel and My Team Insurance, Steve Ruckert with RAI Advisors, and Rayburn Insurance in Smyrna.
We put the all in All Sports Talk. From the preps to MTSU, we've got you covered. It's All Sports Talk on Rutherford County's Place to Talk.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome into All Sports Talk on this nice Monday in the borough. Sun is shining, and we have survived or enjoyed or all things in between the eclipse. It did come through, Jeff. Jeff Jordan, by the way.
What a disappointment here in Rutherford County. At least in Jeff Jordan's front yard. I could barely tell the difference.
No, not much sign of eclipse. In my backyard, it was so cloudy, we really could just barely see the sun kind of in behind the clouds a little bit.
And we had some clouds, too, sparse maybe. But it just, still, I thought it was going to get, darker.
But you don't sound overly disappointed.
I could have cared less. I really didn't care anything about it at all.
Well, it's been big news all day long. It does show, Jeff, there are people that saying, why in the world would you get excited about the national championship game tonight? Why in the world would you care about Purdue and UConn playing a national championship? Well, I do care more about than to do the eclipse. And I guess a lot of the eclipse people think, these guys are nuts. Yeah. Having a sports talk show.
I have to admit now, I had some paperwork that I had to do today, and I did it. I'm proud of myself. I'm very, very proud. But anyway, while I did that, I watched various channels, including CNN and others, and they tracked this thing from Mexico to Maine.
Yeah,
and people got not just a couple or two of people got married. I mean, hundreds of people got married during this event at various places. Some places were charging $1,000 a night for a motel room. The day I pay, well, anyway, let's move on. And people get emotional about it.
Very.
And some of them have a religious connection to this. I do watch, I'm embarrassed to admit this a little bit, although it's pretty good. I watched the first few minutes of The View in the mornings just to see, what these ladies are saying. I find them very entertaining, but I only watched about 15 minutes of it. But they had their glasses. I knew they would. They had their glasses. They were ready to go. And one of them, I forget which one, said that there were a lot of people that were tying religion to this.
Oh, yeah.
And they put in there, just to help, a couple of other things that had happened, including the earthquake in New York and New Jersey area last few days, and they had that, and they're continuing to have aftershocks, and that this could be the end of the world. She didn't say she believed that. She just said the other people did. And that this was a warning from God that the world was coming to an end, and today was the day. And Whoopi looked at this girl, and she said, I don't believe God's going to give you a warning. And I thought, well, okay, now I feel better. But, I mean, it's just that kind of stuff. I don't know. If you feel differently about it, I guess that's okay. There's nothing wrong with it.
Let's be sure we understand that millions of people feel differently about it, Jeff.
Oh yeah, they do. Sure they do.
And so let's be tolerant of that. But I'm kind of in your boat. It was a lot to do about nothing for me.
Well,
let's talk some sports.
I'm not going to get in my car and drive to Paducah, Kentucky, so I can get a better look at something that it may be cloudy. I may not get to see it, and pay something a night for a motel. I'm not doing it. Yeah, let's go to sports.
Well, there are a lot of people, including my son and daughter-in-law and granddaughter, that would pay fairly serious money to go to Universal Studios for the week, which is where they are today.
Okay.
All and, right. And I'll never forget when my kids were young. I don't know how old they were, but they were under 10. We were in Florida at Disney World, and I made the comment to the people with us that look at these millions of people that paid millions of dollars to stand in this sun and sweat.
Right.
We stood in line and sweated and paid lots of money to do it. But guess what? It did make an impact on my life. I'm thinking about it even today.
I went on a trip one time, and I'm not going to reveal anything about this trip at all, except it was a fine trip with friends, okay? And we had paid, and there were six of us.
O.J. didn't have anything to do with this, did he?
Do what?
O.J. didn't have anything to do with it.
And we had paid like $100 a couple and to rent this house for a three-bedroom house. Okay, all right, that's fine. Turned out it was closer to $200, okay, for the couple. All right. That's expensive, but okay. All right. Well, during this trip, when we stayed there the first night, everything was fine, great, had a good time. Second night, we decided we were going to go on another trip,
mm-hmm.
okay, while we were there, a day trip. Well, the day trip turned into a full day up until dark, and we had to drive all the way back, okay? And so they decided, Jeff Jordan did not decide, they decided that we needed to just stay the night there.
You were just long for the ride.
And evidently I was. And so they went to the only hotel they could find.
So nice you double booked.
That's exactly right. I'm embarrassed to even admit this, but I even today I don't necessarily find it really funny. But they charged us $300 for that one night. So I paid $500 for that one night of the trip. And I thought, I pointed that out to them, and they didn't even bat an eye. And I said, well, loan me the $300 then. No, they're not going to do that.
I think we need a classic reveal on this, Jeff. Well, there is sports news.
Okay, yeah, okay.
There's a new there's not a new national champion in women's basketball, is there?
No.
We got the same one. Undefeated. I know Linda mentioned this. She said, that doesn't happen very often, does it? And I said, no. And I've heard it said, Jeff, but maybe you remember. How often has it happened we've had an undefeated national champion all the way to win the championship game?
You talking about in women or men?
Women's or men, either one. It hasn't happened in men since.
I think the easy one is the men, right? That was Indiana, and that's the last one. And
75 or so.
Yeah, four or five.
Like
yeah.
It's got to be 76 or more because we were on our house at Battleground.
Okay,
so.
All right. I think they were like 33 and 34
Kent and 0. Benson on that team, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. And Thomas. Isaiah Thomas was the point guard.
Yeah.
Bobby Knight, of course, was the coach. But women, I think, was UConn the last one?
I'm going to guess UConn has done it. I'm going to guess Tennessee's done it. I don't know exactly when, but congratulations. Jeff, South Carolina did it with five new players.
Right.
Not a starter back from last year, and that's pretty scary when you get down to it. And some of those kids are back. Not a bad bet to bet them to win it the third time.
I thought that they were clearly, well, maybe not clearly, but on most days, they're going to win anybody that was in that tournament.
Yeah,
most days. And I thought also, I don't know how you felt about it, we haven't discussed it for one second, but I think she's an excellent coach. Staley is her last name. I think she's already won two national championships, so this was the third. So that's pretty clear. But I thought that her team played great defense, and they rebounded with a ferocity.
Yeah.
Boy, they wanted the ball. And I thought that was the difference.
We've seen several examples this year in the tournament that is a 40-minute game. Right?
Right.
Iowa jumps up 10-0. I mean, you're euphoric if you're Iowa. And of course, you should be. You want to, but I don't think anybody in Des Moines, Iowa, or Iowa City, or wherever the place is held, knew that, well, we're up 10-0. We'll win this game. But South Carolina won it going away. Clearly, they showed, in the second half in particular, they were just a superior team.
This is it's probably not going to sound Exactly right, but I think I am right, I believe. First of all, if whoever you're playing in the national championship game, and sometimes a lot earlier than that, but if certainly in the national championship game, that team you're playing has got at least one, probably two or three, but at least one excellent defensive player.
Sure.
I mean, they've just almost got to have one. Well, that's the person you put on Clark.
Yeah.
Okay? And then, and she did.
Held her to 30, by the way.
And that's my next point. if you start the game, now you're not going to tell your team that necessarily, but if you're in the locker room and you think, if I could just hold that girl to 30 or under, we can win this ball game.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, when you start talking about keeping somebody at 30, that sounds nuts. But in this case, it was exactly correct. She did get 30, didn't she?
She got 30.
Exactly 30. I thought South Carolina deserved to win their SEC team. I'm glad to see them win it. That's okay, but I really enjoyed watching this Iowa team play. I
did as well.
I thought they were a well-coached team.
Jeff, I got from the Friday game and the Sunday game the very message. Iowa's not just Caitlin Clark. They've got other outstanding basketball players, and they've got an outstanding coach whose name I can't even tell you, Jeff. She lies under the radar.
Yeah.
Been there a long, 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 long time. And Dawn Staley is in the public eye. But Iowa coach, very
– I believe her name is Bullner.
I think that's right.
I believe that's
something
correct.
Something like that.
Yes. And
but not a headline maker at all.
No. No.
Not Kim Mulkey.
No. No, no, no. She's not – this lady's not going to call attention to herself. She none of that kind of stuff. It looks like to me she's just a rock-solid basketball coach and did a great job with that team.
If you put Dawn Staley and Coach Iowa coach in the lineup with five or six other people and said, pick the women's basketball coach out of that bunch, Iowa's coach would never be picked. She would be picked as the fourth-grade school teacher, wouldn't she?
Yeah, librarian maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Person that does your taxes.
She doesn't have the look.
No.
But she has the game. I mean, congratulations. It's not easy to coach somebody that's a superstar, Jeff. You know that. Well, I take that back. I don't know if I know that or not because I've never done it. But it's really difficult to do because there's so much attention paid to Caitlin Clark. You got to keep your other players in line and keep their spirits up because Caitlin's getting all the attention.
That's true. That's very true. I was very interested in what the LSU coach said and about the game that she lost to Iowa. And the reporter said something about Clark, and all deserved, no problem whatsoever. But the LSU coach said, I just want to point out that the two other players, one of them had 18,
yeah,
and one of them had 21. That's 39 more points.
Yes.
That Clark had did not score. And I thought, hey, that's a pretty good point. You know, that's, yeah.
I was with anything but a one-man band, that's for sure. And congratulations to them. I feel bad for them. Everybody feels bad for the national runner-up for a while. But, Jeff, I think that's a prize that most people love to have in their trophy case.
I don't know if we're going to talk about the men or not or the
we
brackets.
Are, Ruth. Sure.
Okay, when we come back.
Let's take a break.
I have a little news for you when we come back.
We got to talk about the men. Which plays tonight, UConn and is that team from Indiana called Purdue?
I think they're still in it, yeah.
All right, we'll come right back and talk about that on Sports Talk.
Hey guys, if you've noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive, it could be low T. Be sure to schedule your health assessment at Low T Center. For established patients, they offer the convenience of physician-monitored self-inject at-home testosterone treatments with an average payment of $150 a month cash pay, including labs and medication. If you need the convenience of at-home treatment, Low T Center makes it easy, shipping treatments directly to you. Go to lowtcenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We now have good treatments for glaucoma that can get you off of your eye drops.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
We have treatments for the skin of your face. So not only do we want you to see young, we want you to look younger too. And get rid of a lot of that sun damage.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
At State Farm, when home and auto work as a team, you score and save money. I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. Give me a call at 615-890-0850 and let's work together to win big by saving money on home and auto. With the service you get from State Farm, you might think our car insurance costs more. I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. Give me a call at 615-890-0850 and let me show you, with discounts up to 40%, you may find it even costs less.
You're listening to the flagship station for Blue Raiders sports.
Caught 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Middle Tennessee.
Play up and score.
Middle Tennessee football, basketball, and baseball.
Yeah, we got them.
You're listening to the flagship station for Blue Raider athletics. I'm Chip Walters. Hear the games here on News Radio WGNS.
Middle Tennessee wins.
Raiders win the championship.
Your source for the big blue and the borough. News Radio WGNS.
Hello friends, Lenny Farmer with Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home. More than I can count, we have taken care of families who were totally caught off guard with the passing of a loved one. There are so many details to tie up. It really can be overwhelming. Again, more than I can count are the comments from families who have pre-planned and pre-funded their or their loved one's funeral, saying, "It would have been a financial hardship had we not." Let me help you pre-plan. Call me at 615-893-2422.
All Sports Talk on News Radio WGNS. On FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Jeff the Non-Eclipse Jordan is with me today. Jeff brought my fans eating in the air and Lee calling financial services. What's that look about?
I've been introduced a lot of ways.
You said you had some news, so go with the news.
I do. And this cheerful news, as far as I'm concerned, okay? If UConn wins tonight, I didn't say I was for UConn necessarily. I just said if they win, the bracket winner and my entire family will be me.
Wow. So it's down between you and who?
My grandson-in-law, Michael.
And so if Purdue wins, he wins.
That's correct.
Oh, my gosh. You got a lot riding on this game.
I do. And I've won the thing before once. You know, it's hard to
win. You want to sit there and throw things at the TV when things don't go right?
No. As a matter of fact,
you'd be very calm and cool.
If Purdue wins, I'm kind of for Purdue. I'd like to see that. I know you're from that general area up there. I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm certainly – My heart has got, well, I'm not going to root for anybody from Connecticut. I mean, I'm just not.
Well, I am from that part of the world, state of Indiana, where I grew up. And I can tell you this, there's Michigan, Michigan State. There's Florida and Tennessee. There's Alabama, Tennessee. There's Louisville and Kentucky. There's Indiana and Purdue, as far as rivalries are concerned.
There you go.
It's a big deal. They're about 150 miles apart, I guess. You'd have to go through Indianapolis from one campus to the other to get there, but it's a big deal there. And Purdue, go back to Gene Cady days. They've had some terrific basketball teams over the years, but I think Purdue kind of feels like the redheaded stepchild in the state of Indiana because they don't have the Indiana University name. They've got Purdue's name. And so not everybody knows that Purdue's in the state of Indiana, West Lafayette, as a matter of fact. So, I'm picking Purdue. They got that mountain of guy in the middle. We'll just have to see how it goes. UConn's awfully good, though, Jeff. I think the closest game they had was on Saturday. What was it, 14-15-point game?
Right.
So, but I'm picking Purdue. I hope they do win.
Well, I of course, there's 100 points of emphasis that you have to make on every game. Anything can go right that you're not expected, or wrong that you're not expected to happen. But the guy that has to make the major decisions here, the major ones, is the center for Purdue, who's 7'4". That's just a mountain.
And do we know what he weighs? I mean, he's a big guy.
He's a big person. He surely is. And the guy that's not got to guard him, and they will have a guy guarding him, but definitely. That's pretty good and pretty big. But it's also the guy that's going to come back and double team. Or is he not going to come back and double team? Is he going to bluff and come back and then come back? You just don't know. And you don't want the center for Purdue to figure that out, because he can score against anybody, that little jump hook. He's kind of like Jabari. You can't do anything with that. If he takes a dribble and goes to the middle, he's going to get a good shot.
Every coach in America tells their big player, if they've got one, don't bring the ball down to where anybody else can touch it. That's what he's got to be careful to do. Not a lot of dribbling in there. When he gets it, he needs to keep the ball up, make a move. If he doesn't, like you say, kick it back out to somebody else.
I bet he, most of the time when that happens and there's more than one dribble, there's a great chance for a turnover. You know, just take one dribble or don't take any.
On his case.
Yes, absolutely. But I think UConn's been favored all year.
They are. And I'm sure
that doesn't mean anything, but they have been.
I hadn't looked at the line, Jeff. I would think it'd be 6 or 7 points.
Yeah, no more than that.
Don't you think that'd be about right?
Yeah, neutral floor, Arizona, that sort of thing. Maybe I would think UConn might be favored by 5. I don't know, something like that.
Jeff, let's do a little teaser here before we get to Chip Walters. Chip may mention it, but I doubt it. There is other breaking news in college men's basketball.
Okay.
We'll talk about that when we come back.
Okay.
Chip Walters is going to come at us with the Blue Raider Insider Report, and we'll come back right here on All Sports Talk in just a bit.
I'm meteorologist Ray Miller from News Radio WGNS with a reminder that you can download the Weatherology app on your phone for the forecast at your fingertips. We can even send weather bulletins directly to your phone. Download the Weatherology app today. It's free in the App Store.
Good afternoon. They were still over there trying to clean up an earlier wreck. 65 northbound ramp at Armory. It's picked up with more volume on 24 as you head out through Antioch on into Rutherford County. No shortage of radar this afternoon out in Wilson County, especially the Mount Juliet area on I-40. 65 still cranking up with more volume just in the last few minutes northbound. 65 through Madison on up into Goodlettsville. Prince's Hot Chicken now has brand new items on that brand new menu. Check it out right now at Prince's Hot Chicken. .com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS.
Listen to us anywhere. News Radio WGNS is Rutherford County's place to talk. 100.5, 101.9, 1450. Online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
In Rutherford County, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on. I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, here to help life go right when you combine home and auto insurance. Call me today at 615-893-1417. Every team knows which play can be the winning move. I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, here to help life go right by combining your home and auto insurance. Call me today at 615-893-1417. It's a winning move that saves you time and money.
You've seen the ads out there, companies wanting to buy your home. But why sell yourself short when you can get fair market value? I'm Lisa Patton. If you have an estate to settle or a home to sell, call Parks Auction. We'll work with you to sell your home or property in any condition with no costly repairs on your timeline. Why accept one offer when you can have multiple? You need Parks Auction. We look out for your best interest. Call Parks Auction today. We handle everything.
Next on WGNS and All Sports Talk, it's the Blue Raider Insider Report with Chip Walters of Exit Realty Bob Lamb and Associates, brought to you by Rayburn Insurance, RAI Advisors, and My Team Insurance. The report coming up after this.
When Rutherford Countyans think of insurance professionals, they think Rayburn Insurance Agency at 200 South Lowry in Smyrna, meeting the needs of thousands of customers since 1973. You can trust Rayburn Insurance with all your needs, a place where customer service really matters. It's personal with Rayburn Insurance, as fans of local sports, as friends, and as insurance professionals. Check them out at Rayburn.net or call 615-459-4145. Rayburn Insurance, for business, auto, home, and life insurance.
All Sports Talk on News Radio WGNS on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. You need to mark your calendar for this Saturday
for all kinds of things going on campus. You can find a lot out at mtalumni.com. But let's zoom in on the Blue Raider Athletics Saturday Showcase coming up this Saturday, April 13th. It's a day that will be filled with all kinds of activities and events for our community here in Rutherford County to enjoy. Parking is free in the Greenland Drive lot. Tailgating is not only allowed, it is going to be encouraged with the return of the Blue and White spring football game, in addition to four other Blue Raider programs in action on campus Saturday. Blue Raider fans will have no shortage of ways to show their Blue Raider pride on campus. With three free events for Blue Raider fans and several giveaways, MTSU Athletics is looking forward to giving back to the Blue Raider community as the school year begins to wind down. Here's a list of what's going to be going on Saturday. 11 a.m., women's tennis will take on Sam Houston at the brand new outdoor tennis complex. That is all free. 12 o'clock, soccer will take on Belmont at the Dean Hayes Track and Soccer Stadium. That is also free. At noon, Floyd Stadium will open. At 1 o'clock, the Blue and White football game will take place. That is free. At 3 o'clock, baseball will host New Mexico State at Reese Smith Field. There is paid admission there, but there are ways to find yourself some great deals on tickets as well. And at 4 o'clock, MTSU softball will host Liberty. That, too, is a paid admission, but very, very minimal. It is a great way to get out and see a whole lot of stuff. Speaking of football in particular, around the spring football game, it'll be just like a regular game day. There'll be food trucks. There will be inflatables. The beer garden will be open. The family fun zone will be available. And Lightning's locker room is going to be there. And they've got a lot of new stuff for new merchandise that you'll want to see. And again, make sure you make your tailgate plans as well. All right, let's go over to baseball. Middle Tennessee defeated Louisiana Tech 9-5 on Sunday at Love Field at Pat Patterson Park in Ruston. The Bulldogs dropped to 25-9 and 6-3 in Conference USA. Middle moved up to 11-19 overall and 3-6 in Conference USA, breaking an 8-game losing skid, and they came up with the win 9-5. Got a good pitching performance from Patterson and Patrick Johnson, rather, who went 6 2/3 innings, giving up just 4 runs on 7 hits and striking out 7 Bulldogs. He was very good for Middle, and that should bode well moving ahead. Next up, Blue Raiders will travel to Nashville tomorrow. It had been scheduled for 6 o'clock, but earlier this afternoon they changed the game time. It will now be a 4 p.m. First pitch at Hawkins Field. You can hear the game right here on WGNS. They moved the game up due to impending weather that is scheduled to come in tomorrow night. Blue Raider softball lost both games of a doubleheader at Sam Houston on Saturday to drop the series. In Game 1, Sam Houston wins by a score of 7-3. Game 2 was a 5-2 Bearcat win over Middle Tennessee. Men's golf took 5th place in the Mason Rudolph Championship with a 10 over 862 after a combined round of plus 11, 295 in Sunday's 3rd round. This was a stacked field over in Franklin, and the Blue Raiders with a rock-solid 5th place finish. Middle Tennessee women's golf in 14th through 1 round at Chattanooga. And a final note that women's tennis swept UT Southern on Sunday, 7-0 over UT Southern over at the outdoor tennis complex. That's it for today. No update tomorrow due to baseball, but we're back on Wednesday with more right here on WGNS.
Are you paying hundreds of dollars too much for your home and auto insurance? Let the team at My Team Insurance help, a true independent insurance agency that represents you in protecting your home, your cars, your business, your life, and your health. Call My Team Insurance today, 895-4201. That's 895-4201. Proud to be sponsoring the Blue Raiders and proud to say, let's go Blue!
Whether you need general vehicle upkeep and maintenance or a complete vehicle overhaul, Hall's Auto Care is here for you. We're locally owned and operated by Greg Hall and have been in business since 2014. You'll get excellent service and trustworthy advice with Hall's Auto Care. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. We're ready to help get you safely on the road. Hall's Auto Care, 907 Ridgely Road, just off Broad Street behind Chili's. Online at hallsautocare.net. Hall's Auto Care.
All Sports Talk on News Radio WGNS on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back into All Sports Talk. Tim Tackett along with Jeff Jordan. Jeff brought you by Fans Heating and Air and Lee Collin Financial Services. I said we had a teaser, and I think I'm going to bet our caller is calling about that basketball news. We'll find out. Jeff, go ahead.
How you doing, guys?
You're doing well.
I just want to say I'm not really pulling for anything in the highlights that Purdue will, but they've never won a championship. So I'm kind of like seeing when they had some good teams in the past. But I just want to say, not everybody wants to go watch it in high school. We were there right when they named up because the weather coming in. It's a district game. So they're playing, they're going to play it here now, starting at 7 o'clock.
Jeff, can you step to the right or left someplace? You're not coming through very clearly.
I said they're right when they were there tonight. They moved up
the game.
There's a weather coming in. They're going to play at Riverdale at 7 o'clock baseball. Just baseball.
Okay, gotcha.
They're playing tomorrow night. They play the first
game. Good move on their part if they want to play.
It's 7 o'clock at Riverdale because of the weather. Because I know last week, some of them, they played Friday. Some of them, because of the weather we had teams, and they played recently on Friday. I know Oakland went right there last week in Greenwood.
Jeff, we're going to need to let you go. We cannot understand. Your connection's not good enough. We can't.
Okay. I'm good.
All right. Thank you. I thought he might be calling about the news I mentioned, and that news being John Calipari. What a surprise to me. He's leaving Kentucky. That doesn't shock me too much, but he's going to Arkansas. Which I don't guess at the end of that thing, it didn't surprise me all that much either. But put them both together, and that's heavy news.
Well, I was kind of surprised, not that he's leaving Kentucky, particularly. I just felt like he was going to leave Kentucky. I did, okay. I think his act has gotten a little old there, and just various problems they've. Grown a little stale, I think, and maybe, I don't know, I just had a, but Arkansas, I don't know about that now, he could have had a lot of jobs, so I would think.
Well, you think, but Jeff, if his act got stale at Kentucky,
okay,
does that not put some taint on it? I mean,
sure.
If I'm an Arkansas fan, that's the question I ask you off air, if I'm an Arkansas fan, am I excited, am I exhilarated about this, that John Calipari is coming to my school? I don't know that they are. I don't know that they're not. I'd be interested to know.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I can answer that question. I would think, maybe I'm not looking at this right. I would think if I were an outstanding player, somewhere, let's just say Pittsburgh high school system. Okay, I was an outstanding player.
Yes, yes.
Clearly
yes.
An All-American. I could go a lot of places, and I wanted to pick a place to go. Maybe I could pick a place to go.
Sure.
Well, okay. What am I going to look at? UCLA, maybe. Indiana, possibly. Kentucky, definitely. Duke, for sure. Kansas, sure. Am I going to pick Arkansas? I don't think so. I mean, I'm sorry. I haven't spent a lot of time in Arkansas.
Let's go to the other side of that thing. Has anybody put more players into the pros in the last 5, 6, 8 years than John Calipari?
Good point.
Now, his team has not done what is expected because he's had so many of those cats. But when it comes down to it, if I'm a player and I want to hone my skills and get ready to go to the NBA, you can make a case John Calipari is the guy to go to.
Okay.
Fair enough?
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying if I'm an Arkansas fan, that's what I want, because I really am more interested in my team doing great than him coaching kids up so they can leave to go to the pros. I think the one-and-done days are over with. And if I'm Arkansas's AD and president, I made that very clear to John Calipari before we even considered hiring him, that it didn't work in Kentucky the last 3 or 4 years. We liked one or two of those dudes, but not a team full because it didn't work.
No, the you're exactly right. The one-and-done thing, and maybe if you could keep a player 2 years a superstar, you probably wouldn't go keep him. But if you kept him, 2 years would be the absolute max that he would be with you, most likely. And he's going to be followed right there the same year when he's a sophomore. He's going to be followed by 5-6 more players that are one-and-done players.
Yes.
In other words, they're already outstanding players. Now, Arkansas expects to build a program with that system. I don't see it. No, I do not.
That system's gone, I think. Jeff, the system that's in place now is coaches today going through the Middle Tennessee lineup, the Murray State lineup, the Seton Hall lineup, finding out where's the guy that could fit my program at one of these schools, and let's go make him that offer to come to me, even though that they can't do that before he goes on the portal list. My guess is my guy will tell this guy and this guy and finally get to Jeff Jordan and say, Jeff, I've been told by a very reliable source, if you go to the portal, University of Kentucky wants you, University of Arkansas wants you. Is it fair enough to say?
Yeah, I think that's all right. And you better have, we talked about this last week, you need to have 2 or 3 people on your staff that do virtually nothing except, and this is not nothing, except they are constantly looking at prospects all over the country, including Middle Tennessee, and saying, do we have anybody that can play on at our level that's at this school, a mid-major school? And if the answer is yes, then you can reach out to them in a number of different ways, I guess.
let's go back about 6 years, 7 to 8 years, and let's say the portal system was in place at the time. You think somebody was looking at Giddy Potts to say, we need a shooter. We need a guy that can just light it up from outside. Good character guy, good strong guy, can drive to the bucket. He's not a one-dimensional player, but he can flat-out shoot the basketball.
Popular player. Well-liked by fans.
All that kind of thing.
Yes.
Somebody out there saying, that guy could fit my team.
Yes.
In a top 5, top 10 program, wouldn't you think?
Yes. I don't think there's any question. And I'd say that he could have played and maybe started a year or two for a bunch of teams in the SEC. He definitely could have done that.
Well, let's take it to a step farther with the money that can be paid now. 8 years ago, he may have had that opportunity to go and sit out a year, which is what he had to do, but sit out a year and still get to play on that top 5-10 program. But he chose not to do it. But if when somebody comes along and says, I'll give you $1 million to come play shooting guard at the University of Kentucky, where Middle Tennessee can offer you, I don't know. 50,000, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know the numbers, but I'll say it this way. It's not going to be anywhere close to what Kentucky or Florida or Arkansas can offer. And so that's where the real rub comes in. And at that point in time, as much as I would hate to lose Giddy Potts, I said, Giddy, you got to go for $1 million.
Yeah, sure.
Sadly. And which would have taken away my precious memories of what took place, because I love Giddy Potts and I love that basketball team.
Right. I think you're right on all of that. It's an extremely difficult and unusual and frustrating and nervous time, and it's not going to stop. There is no stoppage to it. Your players are constantly being viewed by people all over the country, and particularly with the with television and the networks that carry virtually everything at some point. You need to be watching, no question.
How does a coach handle that? You just got to have the demeanor to say, it is what it is, and if I lose good players, that's so good. For example, let's go to the football portal, or let's go to the basketball portal. If you don't lose any players, that's good news, or it's bad news. The bad news may be that they're not good enough to go someplace else and play.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have any real star player.
Yeah.
So that's the bad news of it. The good news is, we get to keep them all, but it's kind of, I think I told this on the air, and then we'll take a break. When I went to Roy Walter, my first coaching job, Jeff, in 1979 or 1980, something like that, middle school basketball, and Jim Brown was the AD at the school, and so we were walking down to the gym, and I asked Mr. Brown, I said, well, tell me, what kind of team have I got coming back? He said, well, I got good news and bad news.
I know already.
He said, good news is you got 5 starters back. Bad news is they won 1 game last year.
Yeah.
So
I had a coaching friend of mine said the same thing. He said, all our players are coming back. That's the good news. Bad news is all our players are coming back. And I thought, hey, you're right. That makes sense.
So if you're a Middle Tennessee fan, do you want to have that superstar signed, come in, play a year, get picked off by somebody else, or say, no, let's leave that guy alone. Let's just play with these guys.
Yeah.
We're going to take the star for a year, aren't we?
I guess so.
And have to get cherry-picked, if that's the word?
I guess so.
So Nick McDevitt, hope go out there and find you five studs.
To where, don't stop at one.
Don't stop at one. Go get you a bunch because you may need them all. But from a coaching standpoint, Jeff, that's got to be absolutely gut-wrenching to take a player like a Giddy Potts. He was not highly recruited, for sure. Came in under Kermit Davis. He came on, thrived, and became a great basketball player. Wouldn't it be just a shame to put the two-year investment in a player and finally get them to the point that they can play, and all of a sudden they're gone?
Well, in Giddy's case, when he got there, and I think I keep up pretty good. I do. I think I'm, you know. And I don't think I'd ever heard anything about him or his name or anything at all.
Sure.
Until the season started. All right, I know.
You would remember the name Giddy.
You would remember. And if you ever saw him play, you would definitely remember him. But my point is, even though I never heard of him, didn't know anything in the world about him, they're still talking about him at Middle.
Sure.
And they say, boy, I wish we just had Giddy back. And, so do I.
There's several back and through there. Now we're on that subject, and we'll take a break after this. Let's talk about this a little bit. The most popular players at Middle Tennessee in the last 40, 50 years, you and I go back at least 50.
Right.
The most popular players. Giddy Potts would be one of those. Don't you think Sleepy Taylor would be one of those?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Who else comes to mind as far as not necessarily the best player, but a popular player?
Well, I don't know. There's just so many. Some of them local, like K.J. Harden.
Sure.
For instance, Steve Peeler, who I just thought was a great basketball player.
Tim Cisneros was very popular.
Oh, yes. They loved him. And I can't think of the guard's name. Oh, my goodness. Played with Cisneros. He was from Manchester. I can't remember his name. I'm sorry. He was a very popular player. We've had a number of people that, you know, they still Pippen. That was there not too long ago.
That's correct.
Was he a cousin to Scottie Pippen?
I think that's right.
Something, and it's hard to forget that name. He was extremely popular. And, you know, you start looking at why that is. Could they play? Yes, they could do a lot of things. But I think those players gave it everything they had.
Let me give you one that didn't play much at all. I can't even call his first name. Miller, that played for Kermit about 6-8 years ago when they got big lead and they started calling for Miller time. Come off the bench. And when he came off the bench, crowd went wild. When he scored, the crowd went even wilder.
Crowd went completely crazy.
Popular player? For
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take that break. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you're looking to wind down after a hard day's work or enjoy a night out with your friends, let me suggest Fat Willie's Sports Bar and Grill, located on River Rock Boulevard. Fat Willie's features 9 regulation pool tables, steel tip darts, and buzz time trivia and poker. The beer prices are excellent, and they have a huge selection, as well as 5 craft beers on tap daily. Fat Willie's also has your favorite bar foods. Live trivia is held every Tuesday night, and pool tournaments are held throughout the week. So if you're looking for a cozy and affordable sports bar with all the amenities, be sure to check out Fat Willie's on River Rock Boulevard next to the Animal Center.
When news breaks, when traffic's horrendous, when the weather's bad, be the first to get the news, traffic, and weather you want with a text alert from News Radio WGNS. Free text alert. Sign up online at WGNSradio.com.
Hi, this is Chip Walters with Exit Realty Bob Lamb and Associates. You might know me as the voice of the Blue Raiders, but I want to be your trusted advisor in real estate. Whether you're buying or selling, it's time to choose Chip. Do you have a growing family and need to upsize? Are you an empty nester now and need to downsize? Are you thinking of selling your current home but just worried you can't find something else? Well, it's time to choose Chip. I'm looking to be your trusted advisor in real estate. I'm Chip Walters with Exit Realty Bob Lamb and Associates.
Good afternoon. There was still over there trying to clean up an earlier wreck. 65 northbound ramp at Armory. It's picked up with more volume on 24 as you head out through Antioch on into Rutherford County. No shortage of radar this afternoon out in Wilson County, especially the Mount Juliet area on I-40. 65 still cranking up with more volume just in the last few minutes northbound. 65 through Madison on up into Goodlettsville. Prince's Hot Chicken now has brand new items on that brand new menu. Check it out right now at Prince's Hot Chicken. .com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
We do it your way at Sir Pizza.
Murfreesboro's favorite pizza is now hiring at all three locations. That's right. Join the Sir Pizza team. Just stop on in and ask for a manager.
All Sports Talk on News Radio WGNS on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
This portion of All Sports Talk is brought to you by First Bank. Banks across the state of Tennessee, certainly here in Rutherford County, friendly service, friendly professional service at First Bank. I came up with one more name, and you may have another one to add to the list, too. And there, if we had time to think about it, we'd come up with 50, Jeff, I imagine. Very
yeah.
popular players, for sure. Donovan Sims was one of those that first year came in too small. No way he can play. Didn't play a whole lot because the team was really, really good, but he played and did all right. Next year he played, did better than all right. And the last two or three years he played, Jeff, he was really, really good. But a very popular player.
Very well liked. I think people appreciated his total game. His running the offense, which he did almost exclusively when he was in the game, and his ball control, he didn't turn it over. He could score if he had to. You could play great, win by 20, he'd have two, or he might have 20. It just depends on, you know. He never forced shots. He was just a good basketball player.
Well, let's not go down the memory lane on this one.
Okay.
But on the girls' side, we're losing two, Whitson and Wheeler, that have got to be two of the most popular players Middle Tennessee's ever had as well.
Sure. I agree with that, and I don't know. Boy, Wheeler just spoil you, won't she?
Oh, my.
There's just not many people like that in this country that can do what she did. But you got to move on.
It'll be interesting to see how that goes all the way up and down the line. I did see a commitment they got out of Maryville, Tennessee. Cameron, I can't call her last name. Anyway, she'll be a senior in high school next year, so she's committed for the committed means we think she's going to come, because those commitments can change over the years, but let's see how it goes. That program's got some good players back, but Jeff, I just mentioned two players not only were very popular players, but they were leaders on the floor, very much like Anne-Marie Lanning was, for example. True leaders. And I'm trying to think for next year's team, some good talent coming back, but I'm trying to figure, where's that leadership going to come from?
Right, and it's you just don't know. It's undecided. I guess it maybe perhaps it always is. I noticed that this week, as did you, that the Marshall coach, who I think was only there 1 year, I believe, at Marshall this last year, and she got the Tennessee job.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So I mean, she has. Well, she looks to be extremely young, which is fine. But she has won a couple of championships, one at Marshall and then one at wherever she was before. And I apologize for not knowing where that is. But I thought that was I don't know. I guess anybody takes the Tennessee job. It's risky, isn't it?
Well, I missed that all the way up down the line. I do know this. I did notice that Marshall won the Sun Belt.
Well, that's what they said on the news. I don't know.
But I hadn't heard that. I hadn't paid attention to it. But we'll have to wait and see. Well, let's talk about tonight's game.
Okay.
UConn and Purdue.
Okay.
We talked about it a little bit on the front end. I made a prediction that I thought Purdue was going to win, but I wouldn't bet a whole lot of money on it. But UConn's clearly going to be the favorite. What's going to happen with UConn to win?
Well, I don't know that things change hardly ever. If you don't rebound and if you turn the ball over, those two things will usually get you beat. And it's got nothing to do with shooting, and we're not talking about team defense or anything else, just those two stats. You watch those, you can usually get a winner. Whether UConn can rise to that occasion or not, I don't know. But UConn seems to be a very powerful basketball team, but so is Purdue.
Well, I'm going to say UConn could overcome a little bit of that more than Purdue can.
Maybe.
I think Purdue's going to have to play closer to the error-free game than UConn has to do. UConn has done nothing but bludgeon teams through this tournament, Jeff, and they were picked at the beginning to win it by very highly touted people. Nothing changed through the season. Nothing changed when the tournament started. They were the number one seed coming in, and nothing has changed to make you think it could change. Now, you don't have to be better than Purdue and Purdue doesn't have to be better than UConn. They have to just be better tonight, and they certainly can be. They're clearly good enough to win.
Well, I think that's correct. Yes, and we have warned repeatedly about that. When you anybody can beat anybody on a given night, I know that's been said in the NFL and proven repeatedly that that can happen. The best team will generally win most of the time, but not every time.
Well, Purdue is the one that can be reminded of that for sure. They're one of the number one seeds. They got beat by 16.
There you go.
So that has lingered over top of Purdue. They'd like to come all the way back from a losing to a 16 seed to winning the national championship. That's a fairly good turnaround.
Well, and may I ask you a question? I didn't look this up, and I should have. Did Rick Mount play for Purdue?
He certainly did.
Well, he was. He's one of those players that we were talking about. He probably went to the wrong school. If he were around today, he wouldn't go to Purdue. He'd go to Duke.
Well, I
don't know that, but I'm just...
He's an Indiana guy, first of all.
Yeah.
And I'll say this about Indiana guys, at least up until the last little bit. I hadn't paid that much attention to it lately. Indiana guys back in Rick Mount days went to an Indiana school. It just, it's kind of the way it was. And I'm sure there were exceptions to that, but he was one of those guys that when I was just out of high school, I guess, but he's one of those guys that you heard of as a high school player.
Right.
He was touted,
yeah,
way up the line. He was a junior in high school when people started talking about who Rick Mount was.
Great shooter.
Great shooter. Yeah. Well, as I mentioned, Purdue's had some awfully good teams, so they've had some awfully good players for that to happen.
I did not know this, but the former my former boss and your former colleague, Jan Stauffer, who coached in Indiana, he told me one year that Larry Bird was actually on the campus of Indiana.
That's correct.
And left and went to Indiana State. And it's funny how things work out. But they did go to Indiana school, and he did make the final. Well, he made the finals.
Well, to the point there, you think if I'm good enough to be playing at Indiana, but I choose not to go to Indiana, would I not go to something other than Indiana State? Indiana State is a school similar to Middle Tennessee. How many of those kind of players have we got on our campus?
Right.
Let's call that none.
Right.
But then all that said, how many Larry Birds are there in this world? Not many of those as well. But, yeah, he had his shot, and Bobby Knight being Bobby Knight, we're not going to bow down to anybody, and good for him. I get that. That's what you got to do. But Bird and Knight did not.
I can't think of a worse matchup. I mean, personality-wise.
And good enough for Bird that he figured it out early enough.
Yeah. But, you know, we're just talking about universities and at various levels and so forth. Indiana State was in the finals of the NIT this year. I mean, they've had a good basketball.
They were all but in the NCAA tournament.
Right.
I think they were one of those. It was the first one of the first four out or something like that. Outstanding program. You remember the football game with Middle Tennessee and Indiana State about 35 years ago?
Overtime? I do not recall that, no.
In the 1AA playoffs.
Oh, yes, I do remember. Yes.
Double overtime in Indiana State on the got itchy and decided to go for a fake 2-point conversion or He got tackled and Middle Tennessee wins by a point.
That's the way things are supposed to work out. Blue Raiders are always supposed to win.
All right, Jeff, let's go watch a basketball game.
Go UConn.
All right, that's it for today. Monty Hill will be in tomorrow for more All Sports Talk.
All Sports Talk on News Radio WGNS has been brought to you by State Farm agents Andy Womack, Bud Morris, and Deb Insel, Chip Walters with Exit Realty, Bob Lamb and Associates, First Bank, Mike Tansel with My Team Insurance, Parks Auction Company, Greg Hall with Hall's Auto Care, Steve Ruckert with RAI Advisors, Fat Willie Sports Bar, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Rayburn Insurance in Smyrna.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles.